in Mishnah 4, Arubus Zu Al Gabazu. So now, interesting case, if you've got a multi-storied house, and each roof, which is the floor of the next one, has an opening in it. And then there's another opening in the next floor, and another opening in the next floor, and they're all lined up. V'yashvim posach tefach, and in each of them there's a tefach. So each of these openings is at least one tefach big. Tuma babas, if there's impurity in the house, keneged arubos tahor, whatever is underneath the openings is still pure. Right? That's, we could have worked that out. But tuma keneged arubos, if there's tuma underneath the openings, habayis tahor, the house is also pure. Okay, that's straightforward. That's Mishnah 1 stuff. Ha'tuma bain babas bain keneged arubos. But if there is tuma underneath the house or underneath the aruba, and nasan davashu makabel tuma, and now he closes up one of the openings, right, with something which is itself able to accept impurity. So he takes something which is itself able to accept impurity, and he covers up one of the holes, right, on one of the levels. So now, bain milamalan, bain milamatan, whether he covers up a hole, let's say on the first floor, or he puts it right at the top on the uppermost floor, hakol tame, everything now becomes impure. He's like sealed it up, and we say that, it's blocked, and everything becomes impure. V'dava she'ena mekabel tuma, but if he puts there something which is not able to accept impurity, then mimenu ulamatan tame, from it down, is impure, but mimenu ulamalan tahor, is pure, because it now like blocks it off and prevents it from spreading upwards.